Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom chaverim. That means hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
And we are right smack in the middle of our 20th anniversary month, October. 20 years we've been recording Messianic Minutes.
Two Jewish guys, we love Jesus, the Messiah, and God has been faithful for 20 years to put us on radio stations and to have listeners like you support this listener-supported radio program.
Yeah, we're really blessed for those of you over the years who've sent us emails and let us know how much you've enjoyed or learned from the program or asked for information. And we are also so blessed by those who've sown tax-deductible gifts because we're listener-supported. We can't do it without you.
Yeah, and while we are listener-supported, I want you to know that neither Jeff nor I has ever, during the 20 years, taken a salary for Messianic Minutes. We do this. This is our offering to the Lord. The monies that you send in, the contributions you send in, we use for production and for distribution of the radio show Messianic Minutes.
Hallelujah. We're so thankful for those of you who have. And if the Lord leads you to consider a 20th anniversary special gift, perfect timing.
Oh, yeah. Just get in touch with us through the website, messianicminutes.com.
And a thank you to those of you listening on KTLW in Oklahoma. We are blessed to be on the air there. Again, KTLW is kind of based in Los Angeles, but sends the program out to many other stations around the country. And our station in Oklahoma is one of them that picks those up. So hi, folks out there in Oklahoma.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. Get in touch with us, messianicminutes.com.
My thought exactly. Now, meanwhile, the Feast of Tabernacles is over for some time now, but we're talking about it because of its significance. And so what happened at the Feast of Tabernacles in ancient days, God had King Solomon dedicate the Holy Temple at Jerusalem. So we were looking in 2 Chronicles chapter 6 at the wonderful prayer that Solomon prayed, and he said unto God many different, it was a litany of, well, God, when we mess up as the nation of Israel and we do all these things wrong, and then you come against us and do these things because we did them wrong, will you forgive us if we turn back to you? And when he finished praying, we know that Solomon prayed a really great prayer. Ted, we shouldn't rate prayers, but this one God rated.
Well, God, I think, said yes, because in chapter 7, verse 1 of 2 Chronicles, when Solomon had finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple.
Hallelujah. Let me tell you something, friends. That must have been a pretty good prayer.
Well, Jeff,
right in line with God's wills.
He was in such right order. Here's the king of Israel getting down on his knees in front of the whole assembly. He's humbling himself and praying, and he's saying, look, we're all going to sin. I know people. I'm the wisest man who ever lived, and all of us sin. There's no one who doesn't sin, and when we mess up, what are you going to do?
Especially if we come back to you and we repent, what are you going to do? God's going to answer that prayer in just a minute, but now let's pick up in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse number 8. Now, here's where we get some of the timetable that we mentioned to you.
Yeah, we know it occurred during the Feast of Tabernacles because it says in chapter 7, verse 8 of 2 Chronicles, at that time Solomon kept the feast 7 days.
Now, what feast was that? Well, it's going to tell us in just a second.
Yeah, and all Israel kept the feast with him, a very great assembly. And then it says in verse 9, on the 8th day of the feast, they held a sacred assembly.
Now, remember that Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles, is outlined in Scripture, in Leviticus, as being a 7-day feast with an 8th day added on the end as a special extra day. Look at this, 7 days and 8 days. But there's even more specifics than that. Next program, we'll tell you about it as we continue celebrating 20 years of Messianic Minutes.
20 years of Messianic Minutes. We'd love to hear from you. Get in touch with us through the website, messianicminutes.com.
You know, friends, you can email us through messianicminutes.com. If the Lord leads, you can send a financial contribution electronically through messianicminutes.com. You can even get our mailing address, our post office box address, through messianicminutes.com.
Very easy. Now we want to bless you.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mashiachinu.
May the Lord bless you, and may he keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah. Jacob.